That's what he would love to do.
Eso es lo que él amaría hacer.
Even more than we can understand.
Aún más de lo que podemos entender.
He wants communion. He wants
quiere
to speak.
Comunión.
Let's bow our heads, Madre, Heavenly Dios, Father.
Padre Celestial.
We love you so much.
Te amamos tanto.
You desire us.
Tú nos deseas.
You desire fellowship with us.
Deseas compañerismo con nosotros.
Out of your love for us.
Por amor para nosotros.
Out of your deep desire and plan to be close to us.
Tu profundo deseo de estar cerca de nosotros.
Oh Lord, how do we thank you enough?
Señor, ¿cómo te damos lo suficiente? Gracias.
We just
tan solo.
Sometimes I have a hard time fathoming just how rich and blessed we are in you. But we pray, Lord, that even today,
oramos, Señor, que aún hoy,
help us to understand a little more of that.
Que nos enseñes a entender un poquito más de ello.
That we might, if we
que podamos,
know truly, we love you because you first loved us.
Amarte porque tú nos amaste a nosotros.
So, if we have trouble receiving your love, we have trouble giving it back.
Si tenemos problemas recibiendo tu amor, tenemos problemas para darlo.
But Lord, you've called us.
Pero tú nos amaste, Señor.
To receive from you.
Para recibir de ti.
Called us from the world.
Nos llamaste del mundo.
Things of the world that would block that love.
Las cosas del mundo que bloquearían ese amor.
We're so thankful you broke down all the barriers between us, Lord.
Todas esas barreras entre nosotros.
Even
aún
casting our sin into the sea of forgetfulness.
Arrojaste nuestro pecado al mar del perdón.
Opening your word.
Abriendo tu palabra.
Opening your book of redemption.
Tu libro de redención.
Unloosing seals that keep us from ruling and reigning with you.
Y soltaste los sellos que nos no nos dejaban reinar y gobernar contigo.
We are the blessed people of the whole world.
Somos la gente bendecida de todo el mundo.
To have eyes to see these things.
Tener ojos para mirar estas cosas.
And to ears to hear your voice.
Y oídos para escuchar tu voz.
Oh Lord.
Señor.
Let us praise you with everything.
Déjanos alabarte con todo.
Love you with all that we are and have.
Te amamos con todo lo que tenemos a la mano.
As we love you,
como te amamos,
we love one another more each day.
Nos amamos los unos a los otros más cada día.
Help us, Lord, this morning just to
ayúdanos, Señor, esta mañana,
not be bound into this dimension,
no estar atado a esta dimensión,
but to raise up into yours,
pero levantarnos hacia tu dimensión,
that we might receive from you,
para que podamos recibir de ti.
Grant it, Father.
Concédelo, Padre.
Come to meet with you now under the blood of your Son,
ven
our Lord Jesus.
A estar con nosotros bajo la sangre de tu Hijo, el Señor Jesús.
And now having confidence,
ahora teniendo confianza,
whether two or more are gathered in your name,
estamos más reunidos en tu nombre.
And we are.
Y estamos
gathered
reunidos
in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Señor Jesucristo.
So we can have confidence.
Podemos tener confianza.
Let's go into the holy places. In Jesus' name.
Lugar santísimo. En Amen. El nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Thanks.
Amen. You Gracias. Se puede sentar.
All is well.
Todo está bien.
Okay. So,
entonces,
we're going to try
vamos a tratar
something a little different. So,
algo un poco diferente.
I've really been,
realmente,
you know,
estado, usted sabe,
trying to learn new things
tratando de aprender cosas
when it comes to computers.
Cuando se trata de computadoras.
Yeah, old people don't do very well.
La gente vieja como que no.
Maybe you do, Lenora. Huh?
Tal vez ustedes jóvenes.
Oh. So last Sunday, you know, I was speaking on maturity,
en madurez,
and needed maturity, and
en madurez
we're
necesaria.
Going over some things.
Y pasamos sobre algunas cosas.
We were talking about children.
Estamos hablando acerca de niños.
And how when you're training a child
y cuando trineas a un niño,
to pick up after themselves and
para que ellos
take responsibility,
por ellos mismos, responsabilidades, ¿te sabes?
Pick up this toy, put it over in this box.
Toma este juguete, recógelo y ponlo en este lugar.
Well, Monday, Charity and Noah were over at the house.
And they were trying to
help me to learn a keynote. It's a, what do you call that? PowerPoint thing?
¿Cómo se llama? Punto de poder, PowerPoint.
Yeah, see, sí. Me and computers.
Y yo y computadoras.
So,
entonces,
we were all huddled around the computer and
they were going,
oh, this, you know. And Noah was just going, oh, Grandpa, here, this is easy, just. I said, no way. I'm the child here. Pick up this cursor, hold it like this, click over here, put it over here. That's what I needed. I said, now I'm the child and you're the adult teaching me.
So,
we had a good time with that, but it was fun. Well, so I'm going to try it this morning. So all you're going to see on the screens is scriptures and texts, quotes. Give that a try. Well, you know, when you're first learning these things, Ron's laughing. You understand, don't you, bro? It's cumbersome because, Derek, that's true for me. It's just cumbersome because you have to, every time I transfer something over to something else, then I have to push this button to select text, then you have to go and change the font, then you have
to.
Okay, and I'm trying to make life easier for Philip. Bless his heart. So all this time, I send him my notes, and then he has to convert them into, what do you convert them into? I don't even know. Something different. Okay, so then my font that I was using, I just found out didn't work with the font that he had, so he had to transfer everything. So he's been, bless his heart. Would you thank him? Yeah. So even this morning I said, okay, Philip, how did it go? Any easier? He said, well, now you're using a, what did you call it, two-color background?
¿Cómo lo llama?
What image do I have? A paper on a paper?
¿Es eso, un papel sobre un papel?
Oh, so you did that.
Oh, ¿tú hiciste eso?
That's me?
¿Fui yo?
Oh, so what did you do?
Entonces, ¿qué tú hiciste? Tuve que remover el papel. Para el monitor.
Bless you.
Does
what I did work at all easier for you?
Lo que hice fue más fácil para ti.
I will have lessons, maybe.
Dios lo bendiga.
Okay. Well, I guess there's a paper. Well, computer, what I look at is more tan, more brown, and what I was looking for was something that's more easier on your eyes. So I don't know if this is, we'll just work with it. But remember, you're working with an old dinosaur. So
one thing at a time.
Okay, so. This is sort of a continuation on the theme of maturity.
En el tema de madurez.
And God speaking to us.
Dios hablándonos a nosotros.
So I'm more and more amazed.
Más y más asombrado.
How much wealth there is in this message.
Guerra hay en este mensaje.
It just increases all the time.
Todo el tiempo.
Our love for it increases all the time.
Por amor, incrementa.
And the depth of what we see is
profundidad de lo que miramos.
Deeper than it's ever been and just continues to grow.
Solo
so I remember back in the days,
recuerdo de regreso en los días,
the things that we've all gone through in the message was
when
you first started out, what did you know much more than God sent a prophet, right?
Que usted sabía más que Dios envió un profeta.
And it went from there to COD, and
How we
changed our dress and changed
como
things,
how we...
Okay,
and
then
entonces,
later,
más tarde,
for me,
para mí,
because we all have our own journey, spoken of what I've had to go through, but when Brother Vail was trying to understand what Brother Branham said in the rapture message when he said, the shout is the message. And he didn't understand. He was there in Yuma when Brother Branham preached that with him. And his first reaction was, well, Brother Branham, you've said a lot of strange things, but I sort of don't understand this at all. And something inside of him said, yeah, but when was he ever wrong? And he said, you're right. The shout is a message. And he says, but I don't understand. I don't. So he said, I prayed for 25 years for the Lord to show it to me.
Well,
then that thing happened. And he was trying to bring out a truth and simplicity using the word perusia, and you know what happened to that. And it got perverted in the hands of people that were had lousy attitudes and no revelation. So that got messed up. But it did something for some of us. And what it did... was precious in this fact. It changed us from God sent a prophet to focusing on what God was doing in this day. Okay, so it took us to another level. Wow, this is really God in this day fulfilling his own scripture, fulling his own word, and we're a part of it. So then the questions came, well, what did he come to do and what did he come to say? And are we listening and are we doing and are we entering into that? So that opened up some doors. But as you know, it went south really bad.
And
you just mentioned the word today and people run away as fast as they can. But there's so many things. You know, Brother Lonnie was a wonderful teacher. And I heard even now things of him talking about the opening of the seals and the seventh seal and the thunders. Years and years and years ago. And then I hear these different things coming out. But for so many years for me, I didn't hear people go into the seals, what was behind them. As we mentioned last week, that, okay, first seal, second seal, third seal, fourth, we understand those writers. And we understand the Jews, the fifth seal, sixth seal, tribulation, seventh seal, complete mystery. But all of these years, so attracted to what he preached when the seals were open. Something inside of us was pulling into those things and showing us who we are. Okay? So, I'm going to just read a little bit. This is the beginning of who is this Melchizedek, okay? And he's beginning, this is paragraph two. He says, we thank thee for thy great power. Now listen, thy great revelation of thyself. Did you hear what he said? Thy power. Thy great revelation of thyself. So there's power in that revelation. Well, come on, you guys. Now your mind should go. Things that are to be. The church is built on revelation. Not what he was in another day.
Okay.
what he is in this day.
Lo que él es en este día.
So we have spent so much time
pero
on that,
tiempo en ello,
recognizing eternal life in a non-eternal vessel
en un vaso no eterno,
brings that life to you.
Esa vida a usted.
And in there he says
dice,
things that are to be, he says
ser,
that revelation, present tense, Jesus Christ
presente,
among, is
Jesús
growing
Cristo,
the bride into the full stature.
Creciendo a la novia hacia la,
so, you
estructura
with me?
Perfecta.
There's power. That's power.
Eso es poder.
That's the power of
es
the Word of God revealed in the life.
Revelada en la
it isn't here. It's
no
doing
aquí.
Something
está
that changes me altogether.
That's
the kind of life we want. We don't want head knowledge.
No,
we're not interested in memorizing verses just
cabeza.
For the sake of knowing.
No,
right? We
solo
need something that comes inside of us, that works
nosotros,
in us,
que
that changes
nosotros,
us.
Que
it's the power of the spoken word.
De la palabra,
okay.
La, está bien.
Thy great power,
tu gran poder,
thy great revelation of thyself in these last days.
En estos últimos días.
Listen,
escuché.
It makes our heart most happy and joyful to know
hace
that
nuestro corazón más feliz y
we have
esos.
Come in contact with the living God
hemos venido en contacto con el Dios viviente,
who vindicates it right back in the
no
physical
vindica de regreso en lo físico,
material evidences as he did in days gone by.
Materias como lo hizo en días que ya pasaron.
Okay. We're so grateful to thee, our God.
Estamos tan agradecidos.
This dark day when no one seems which way to go.
En este día oscuro que nadie parece que sabe a dónde
look
va.
At what he says. We're
dice.
So glad.
Estamos tan contentos.
We found the safety zone.
Encontramos la zona de seguridad.
The retreat. It's a haven
es
of rest.
Es un,
in the
es
word
una,
of God. Right?
De descanso, un cielo
okay.
De descanso,
and here we have God vindicated. So,
tenemos Dios
then he goes into
entonces,
this.
Continúa hacia esto.
And I am enthralled here.
Y aquí, a través de todo esto.
There we go. Here. He talks about a sculpture.
Él habla de una escultura.
And I'm sitting there praying.
Estoy sentado and, ahí orando.
And finally,
y finalmente,
seeing what he's talking about.
Mire lo que de lo que él estaba hablando.
Paragraph 42, if you're looking it up in your...
Okay.
Who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
He says, like the sculpture hides... Okay.
Como el escultor,
with a mask over it.
Él lo esconde con una máscara sobre de ella.
So you hear, see an artist and he's got
usted
a sculpture that he's created and it's veiled.
Y tiene un velo,
and it's about time for the unveiling, which is a big deal,
velo,
right?
Lo que es una gran cosa.
He said, now that's what God has done in this age.
Eso es lo que Dios ha hecho en esta edad.
It's been hid. And all these things have been hid, supposed to be revealed in this last stage. And the sculptor keeping his piece of work all covered up. Until the time comes he takes the mask off it, and there it is. What's the sculpture? What's been covered up? What has God been working on that you can't see? You. Isn't that beautiful? It's you. Here you are. Look at this beautiful thing that God's doing. God, by his word, is forming sons of God in his image, making them. Isn't that phenomenal? Okay, and that's what the Bible has been. It's a work of God that's covered up.
Es una obra de Dios que está cubierta.
And it's been hid
y ha estado escondida
since the foundation of the world.
Desde la fundación del
now
mundo.
Listen,
ahora escuche.
And its sevenfold mystery
y el, ministerio,
is what takes the mask off and lets us see. Okay?
El misterio múltiple séptimo es lo que lo ha revelado.
So there we are.
So ahí nos
do you understand?
¿Entiende usted?
Everything in this day should be focused
este día,
upon what God has done.
En lo que Dios ha
the
hecho.
Book of redemption
el
open.
Libro de redención
the seals
abierto,
are open.
Los sellos están abiertos.
Not what the seals were themselves, but what they opened.
No lo que ellas mismas
eran, you could spend your whole life. Okay, I know what the white horse rider is.
Oh, yo sé lo que
I know what the red horse rider is. Yes, and we see it and we're watchful. But it opened up everything about you.
Todo acerca de usted.
So everything in redemption is about you.
Es acerca de usted.
Everything
todo
in the open book is about you.
El libro abierto es acerca
it's about
de usted.
Your redemption.
Es acerca de tu redención.
It's about revealing who
es
you are.
Revelando quién tú eres.
The depth of love
la
and grace
profundidad de amor
extended
y gracia
to you
extendida a ti.
It's for you.
Es por ti.
It's his love
es su amor,
like never has been expressed in the world began.
En el mundo.
Okay? So
entonces,
these are the things that are so wondrous, tan, really, and beautiful for us.
Maravillas realmente para nosotros.
Okay.
¿Sale?
So,
entonces,
whispered secrets, that's what we're talking about. You know exactly where that comes from.
Usted sabe de dónde viene esto, secretos susurrados.
If you've read Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed, okay. So here,
aquí,
with these seals,
con esto,
more I'm seeing,
más he estado viendo.
Excuse me.
Perdón.
We've had this natural tendency, I brought this up last week,
traje esto la semana
to pick out verses and quotes that
y
we need to encourage us and help
para
us.
Animarnos y ayudarnos.
But at the same time, we're naturally avoiding those that we don't understand.
Pero al mismo tiempo estamos naturalmente evitando
or
aquellos que no entendemos.
Don't seem to fit with the way we
o
see
parece
things.
Parece que no encajan con la manera que miramos las cosas.
Now, I'm seeing that all over the place with me. I don't know about
estoy
you.
Mirando todo alrededor acerca de mí. No sé acerca
but
de
now
ser.
I'm
pero
seeing other things that he said
otras cosas que dice.
That I said, why did I avoid this? Why did
dice,
I
¿por qué
land
yo evité
on this?
Esto? ¿Por qué evité aquello?
It's me, Derek.
Yo, Derek.
It's common, isn't it?
Viene, ¿no es así?
Now here's my prayer.
Ahora, aquí está mi oración.
He says if you have the Holy Spirit,
dice que usted tiene el Espíritu Santo,
you say amen to every word that proceeds out of the mouth
amen
of God.
A toda
right?
Palabra que sale de la boca
so
de Dios.
In our maturity, so, we can't do that, you guys.
Si usted no está, tiene madurez,
okay.
No podemos hacer eso.
We have to not land on things that fit our thinking
no aterrizar en cosas que encajan con nuestro pensamiento
and build my whole.
Y edificar mi propia.
We have to look at other things that he said
because
there's a purpose for all of
porque
it.
Hay un propósito para todo ello.
Okay.
Está bien.
So when
entonces,
I land on a something
cuando yo aterrizo en algo,
and build my whole thought around that, Brother
y edifico
Daniel,
todo mi propio
it's true.
Pensamiento alrededor de eso,
what makes
Daniel,
us different than denominational
¿qué nos
people?
Hace diferente de una
right? That's what they've done.
Eso es lo que ellos han hecho.
Isn't that the spirit of
no,
the mother harlot?
Es el espíritu de esa,
okay.
Ramera
what
moderna?
Does she do? She's sitting on
ella,
many waters.
¿Qué es lo que ella? ¿Qué es lo que hace ella?
She holds
se
you down.
Les ordena.
Okay, so if I have that spirit
porque
around
si
me,
tengo ese espíritu alrededor
then
de mí,
it holds me down
because
it only lets me see what I think is
abajo.
Right, and then we
porque
get pretty stubborn in what we think is right.
Yo estoy pensando, está correcto, no
human condition.
Condición
right?
Humana.
Very much so.
Así es.
Okay, I'm not saying this,
no estoy diciendo,
and I'm trying to bring this out right.
Estoy trayendo de traer esto en una forma correcta.
In our avoidance and acceptance of things,
en nuestra evitar y aceptar cosas,
I don't want you to, I'm not criticizing you. I'm
no
not,
estoy criticándolo.
I told you I'm criticizing myself.
Dicho,
what I'm saying, it's a natural condition,
es una
human
natural,
condition. That's all I'm saying.
Humana.
Okay? It's natural and it's common in all of us.
Común en todos nosotros.
What I'm bringing this up for and the reason I'm saying this,
la razón por la cual lo estoy diciendo,
we have to go beyond that.
Tenemos que ir más allá de ello.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
So however, the
como
elect child
sea,
of God
el hijo elegido de Dios,
is not needs to, not supposed to be either natural or common either one.
Que no puede ser
right?
Natural o no
we
común.
Are supposed to be bound by our natural tendencies.
Sabemos que todos estamos
but by God.
Atados por
makes sense?
Cosas naturales.
Am I just taking step by step? That's what I'm trying to do. Okay.
Atados por Dios.
Okay. We
so, nosotros
have a natural life.
Tenemos una vida natural.
But we have a supernatural life inside of us.
Tenemos una vida supernatural
that dominates the natural.
Que domina la natural.
So that puts you in a different category altogether. That eternal life that is in you before the world began. Okay? Now, this alone makes you very uncommon. Okay?
Now,
because of the gene seed in us, he teaches us, period. God teaches.
Dios enseña a sus hijos, punto.
Okay. So he's always around us, before us, in our souls and our hearts, trying to bring us higher than we've been.
Tratando de traernos más arriba.
Especially in this day.
Especialmente en este día. Okay. ¿Está bien?
Things are possible because of the seals open. Brother Branham says that all the time.
True. El hermano Branham lo ha dicho todo el tiempo, ¿verdad?
All right.
Está bien.
So he teaches us.
Él nos enseña.
And what he teaches brings peace to the soul.
Trae paz al alma.
As we are very well familiar with this scripture.
Como estamos muy familiares con la escritura.
Now this is heavy, and I really love it.
Realmente yo amo esto.
Okay. And what's the next word?
¿Y cuál es la siguiente palabra?
All.
Todos.
Okay. If you are a child, he's going to teach you.
Si usted es un hijo, él le va a enseñar a usted.
Right? All.
Todos.
All thy children shall
todos
be taught
tus hijos serán enseñados
of the Lord.
Del
True?
Señor. ¿Verdad? ¿Es verdad?
Okay. He teaches you.
Él le enseña.
Well, look at what is the result of his teaching.
Mírelo, el resultado de su enseñanza.
Read it out loud with me, the last phrase.
La última
and
frase.
Great shall be the peace of thy
grande
children.
Será la paz de tus hijos.
Now that's a good way to
ahora,
check what you was inside of you.
Para checar lo que está dentro de usted.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
What you're taking inside of you from God will always bring you peace.
Todo el tiempo le traerá a usted paz.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
It will always edify you.
Todo el tiempo lo edificará.
It might correct you.
Y lo corregirá.
It has to correct us.
Tiene que corregirnos.
He corrects his children.
Él corrige a sus hijos.
But in that correction,
pero
there is peace and security of love
hay paz
for the Father.
Y seguridad de amor del Padre.
True?
¿Verdad?
Okay, so the result of his teaching us is that wonderful peace.
Es esa maravillosa paz.
Okay. Now,
ahora,
what he teaches brings peace to your soul, period.
Lo que le enseña trae paz a tu alma, punto.
What have we read? What have we just talked about? The opening of the seven seals. What God is doing. Oh, he's working on sons. Oh, that's you. His unveiled work. Oh, look at what you are.
Oh, mira lo que tú eres.
Oh, you are what you had no idea you were.
Bueno, tú no tenías idea de quién tú eras.
Because you were taught by other people.
Tú fuiste enseñado por otra gente.
Hey, you're a loser, you're a this, you're a that.
Tú eres esto, aquello,
okay,
otro.
You're a good Methodist, you're a good Baptist.
Tú eres un buen metodista, un buen
we're just going to do the best we can and hope we go to heaven.
Podamos.
Come on.
Piense.
Now he comes and says, hey,
ahora él viene
you're
y dice,
not like that at all.
Tú no eres así para nada.
You have eternal life in you.
Tú tienes vida eterna.
You have a soul.
Tienes un
that
alma.
Soul is eternal.
Esa alma
that
es
soul
eterna.
Is part of me.
Esa alma es parte
and
de
on
mí.
And on and on and on. Look at the beautiful peace that God has
mira
brought us
paz que
through the opening
traído.
Seals. Right, Ron? Is that making sense?
¿Tiene sentido, okay. Ron? ¿Está bien?
Now,
ahora.
Another thing to take note of here is the fact that that gene seed inside of you always responds to its origin and its source.
Todo el tiempo responde a su origen y fuente.
So when the Father reaches out
cuando el Padre se acerca,
to bring life through
vida,
the spoken word
a través de la palabra hablada,
that is already in you is in
que
you in seed form,
en
you
ti,
respond.
En forma semilla,
you say,
tú respondes,
that's my Father.
Y dices, ese es mi padre.
And you know what?
¿Y sabe qué?
You should always say, oh, Father,
decir,
thank you.
Oh, Padre, gracias.
Every time he opens and speaks into your heart, please tell
corazón,
him
por
how
dígale,
much you appreciate it.
Please
tell him how thankful
dígale,
you are for him. Please tell
favor,
him how
dígale,
much truth means to you.
Esto
because it is
usted,
the very thing that is shaping you and
que lo está formando usted,
through his spoken
a
word,
través de su palabra hablada,
he's bringing these beautiful sons and daughters of
está
God.
Trayendo estos hermosos hijos e
so
hijos
the
de Dios.
Son of God, the daughter of God, responds to the
hijo,
voice of God
Dios
who's trying to teach
Dios, el cual está tratando de enseñarle.
Now, all we have to do is go into the scripture. That's not that way with everybody.
Bueno, todo lo que tenemos que hacer es ir a la escritura. Okay. Eso no es para con todos.
What did he say in John 8 to the Pharisees?
En Juan 8,
my word has no place in you.
Mi palabra no true? Tiene lugar en ti. ¿Es verdad?
So when you see that the word has a place in you,
cuando usted mira que
how can
la
you ever thank him
usted?
Enough?
¿Cómo usted puede darle la suficientemente
how can you
gracias?
Ever praise him and bow down before
alabarlo,
him?
Inclinarse dentro de él?
Okay. Your word, Father, has a place
tu palabra,
in me.
Señor,
and when
tiene
you speak
mí,
and give
hablas,
me more,
me
it shows me I am yours and you are mine.
Que soy tuyo, y tú eres mío.
And my love
y mi amor,
and your love for me is eternal.
Por mí es eternal.
Because I've always been a part of you. Are you with me on these things? Okay.
¿Está usted conmigo en estas cosas?
All right.
Está bien.
Maturity taught.
Madurez,
okay. All right. So the child recognizes there's something that is already deep inside of him.
El hijo reconoce que hay algo que está dentro profundamente en él.
So in short,
en corto,
the word from the beginning has its fixed place in the child.
La palabra desde el principio tiene su lugar en el hijo.
Because you're already part of that word.
Porque ella es parte de la palabra.
Okay, and something inside of the child of God
dentro del hijo de Dios
wants to be taught.
Ser enseñada.
If it is in God's nature to teach his children,
la naturaleza de Dios
then there has to be
hijos.
Something in the child
entonces,
that responds
entonces, algo en el hijo
to the
que
Heavenly
responda,
Father
al
says,
Padre
I want to be taught.
Yo quiero ser enseñado.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
There. So here,
so aquí,
when God comes into the form of flesh,
cuando Dios viene hacia la forma de carne,
not a second person, deep person, to speak to
no
us,
una segunda persona,
he
la
tells
persona,
us the same
nosotros,
thing.
Nos dice la misma
so
cosa.
This is the Old Testament version.
Es el Viejo Testamento, la versión.
And here's the New Testament version.
El Nuevo Testamento, la versión del Nuevo Testamento,
I think.
Creo.
Oh, no. Okay. No. There we go. Okay. John 14.
Juan 14.
God in flesh.
Dios en carne.
Look what he says. Same thing God says in Isaiah 14.
Mire lo que dice, lo mismo que dice
Isaiah 54.
Isaías 14, 54.
Okay, these things I've spoken to you by being present with you.
Estas cosas he hablado para que a ti, para que sean presentes contigo.
But the Comforter, the Holy Ghost,
pero el confortador, el
whom the Father,
Santo,
the Spirit, will send in my name, the manifestation. He shall teach you all things. Isn't he just saying what his father said? Huh? Exactly the same. He shall teach you all things. Is that what's happened in this day? Look with the opening of the seals. The book of redemption. Isn't that what God has done? Isn't that what he's doing? Okay, teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Things I've said. He's doing that every day to me. Isn't he doing that to you? Hey, here's the word. Oh, I forgot. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Gracias, Señor.
Okay. Now look at what's the next verse. Look at verse 27.
Mira, el 27.
Huh?
¿Qué?
It's the Father.
Es
it's
el
the
padre.
Same thing.
Es la misma cosa.
Great shall be the peace of thy children. Here he says, peace I leave with you.
Aquí dice,
why?
La paz os dejo. ¿Por qué?
Comes from the teaching.
Viene de la enseñanza.
The Holy Ghost come to teach
Santo.
You all the things and
viene
I'm going to give you peace through that.
Le voy a dar paz a través
okay,
de
here's the peace.
Okay,
you're part of me.
Tú eres
oh,
parte
here's
de
another peace.
Aquí hay otra paz.
Hey,
hey,
Daniel, you were always saved.
Todo el tiempo estaba salvo, Daniel.
You had eternal life with him before the foundation of
tienes,
the world. Ephesians chapter
dentro.
1. Oh,
antes de la
does that
del mundo,
say that
Ephesians.
In the scripture? Yeah, it is. Oh, I brought it to your remembrance.
Oh,
there is it.
Memoria.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Peace I leave with you.
La paz os dejo.
My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives.
No, no se las doy como el mundo la da.
And then read the last sentence out loud.
Ya la última oración.
Let
conmigo.
Not your heart be troubled.
No se turbe vuestro corazón.
There you go.
Ni tengan miedo.
That's the teaching of our Heavenly Father.
Es la enseñanza de nuestro Padre.
That's
celestial.
This day. This is what he's doing.
Esto es lo que él
this
está
is
haciendo.
The seven seals
este es
open. This
Señor.
Is the book of redemption.
Este es el libro de redención.
It's telling you who
está
you are.
Diciendo quién es usted.
It's telling you the
está
secret of your life.
El secreto de la vida de
okay?
Usted. ¿Está bien?
Yeah, just like that dewdrop on the little plants.
Así como ese rocío en
it
las pequeñas glistens plantas.
And shines in the morning sun. Because it's knowing going back to where it came from.
Yeah. Porque está regresando de donde vino. Hallelujah. Está cambiando ese rocío.
Okay. Now.
Ahora.
Oh, the wonderful and glorious thing about this.
La maravillosa y gloriosa cosa de esto.
Is that he, our divine
es que
parent.
Nuestro padre divino.
Teaches his children out from his divine wisdom. He just doesn't teach.
De su sabiduría divina.
Okay. What does he teach you?
Okay.
He teaches
él te enseña
what he knows
lo que él sabe
you need.
Que tú necesitas.
Right?
Correcto.
Okay.
Está bien.
He teaches his children.
Le enseña a sus hijos.
Listen to this.
Escucha esto.
Parents.
Padres.
He teaches them what they can receive.
Les enseña lo que ellos pueden recibir.
Okay.
Está bien.
That's why the seventh seal wasn't open.
Por eso es que el séptimo sello
in Luther's time or Wesley's time,
no
they couldn't have received it.
Luterano.
Right? It had to be at the time.
Tenía que ser, okay. Tenía que haber un tiempo cuando tenía que ser abiertos.
So it
Entonces,
teaches what he knows the children need.
Ellos enseñan lo que ellos saben que los hijos pueden recibir.
He teaches what they can receive.
Lo que necesitan.
He teaches them when they're able to absorb what he wants them to know.
Son capaces de absorber lo que ellos quiere, lo que él quiere que ellos sepan.
Okay, but he teaches you.
Pero él te enseña a ti
out of his perfect love for you.
Por su amor perfecto por ti.
What he teaches you is out of his love.
Es por su amor lo que él te
God
enseña.
God is love.
Dios es amor.
Okay.
Está bien.
Again,
una vez más,
as with so many other things we've noted, he does everything in process.
Él hace todo en procesos.
Right? As
Correcto.
We have said before,
como
the processor
antes,
is here processing.
Está aquí procesando,
true.
¿Verdad?
Justification.
Sanctification.
John, baptism of the Holy Ghost, step
Juan,
by step, right?
Santo,
three
paso,
works
paso.
Of grace.
Tres obras de gracia.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Then the back, then the Holy Spirit himself.
Entonces el Espíritu, mi Espíritu, el Espíritu Santo,
okay,
él mismo,
who is now here in manifested form.
Ahora está aquí en forma manifestada.
Revealing himself.
Revelándose el mismo.
Gaining the preeminence.
Ganando la preeminencia.
That's another step.
Ese es otro paso.
By the love he's created
por
in the
amor
hearts.
Por el que él ha creado en los corazones.
For those who have revealed himself.
O de aquellos a los cuales él se revela el mismo.
We're not going home till he has a preeminence in us.
No nos vamos a casa hasta que tengan preeminencia en nosotros. Es un proceso.
Yeah. And all of this process leads to the final process.
Todo lo de este proceso guía hacia el final
of revealing what is in the children themselves.
De revelar qué es lo que está en los hijos mismos.
Revealing to them what they,
revelándole a ellos,
what they are,
lo que ellos son,
who they are,
quiénes ellos son,
bringing them
y trayéndolos
to their
a ellos
purpose
a su propósito
in him,
en él,
to rule and reign with
para
him.
Reinar y gobernar con él.
Okay. Now here,
ahora aquí,
is adoption comes up in this too, brothers and sisters.
La adopción viene en esto también, hermanos y hermanas.
The adoption, we know you're placed under the tutor of the
Sabemos
Holy
que
Spirit.
Estás colocado bajo el tutor.
And he teaches.
Y él enseña.
The tutor does. The tutor
el
observes.
Tutor hace y el hijo
okay.
Observa.
Hey, I'm just giving him a little piece of the seals. How are they taking it?
De paso de los
what are they doing?
No puedo tomar, que ellos están haciendo.
Okay. And as the son develops and matures,
conforme el hijo se desarrolla y madura.
Okay, the tutor not only teaches,
el tutor no tan solo enseña,
but interacts with the son to help him
con
bring
el hijo
what he has taught into his life.
Para ayudar a traer y traer lo que se le ha sido
so
enseñado.
So the son not only absorbs words.
El hijo no tan solo absorbe palabras.
Now this is sort of, please get this, but handles the weight of those words.
Pero maneja el peso de esas palabras.
He knows.
Él sabe.
Here. Just go in your Bibles, would you? Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4.
Primera de Pedro, capítulo 4.
Because this has been heavy for me, and I just want to bring it out. Yes. Say that one more time. Yes. Us. Okay. Us as sons.
Como hijos.
Okay. 1 Peter chapter 4, you got your Bibles?
Pedro, capítulo 4.
Okay, and let's look at what is in the mind and heart of
mira lo que está en la mente y el corazón.
Peter and
de
Paul.
Pedro y Pablo. ¿Está bien?
Okay. Read verse 10.
Lea usted el versículo 10.
As every man has received the gift.
Cada uno según el don que ha recibido, el don,
okay,
el regalo.
The gift. What is the gift?
El
faith,
don.
Revelation,
¿qué es?
Grace,
gracia, revelación.
Right, the gift.
El don.
Okay, so minister. Okay, you minister the same one to another.
A los otros.
So what God is saying,
uno al otro.
I have given you grace, I have given you faith. I want you to minister to that. And if you're not ministering, you're not doing what I asked you to do. There comes with a responsibility. Does that make sense, Daniel? What we are given comes with a responsibility. That's what we brought up last week in maturity. Okay? It comes with a responsibility. Okay, let's start over. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same to one another. Read the next out loud with me. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. There you go. So we are a steward, a manager, over something that does not belong to us, but is given to us to handle. Makes sense? So if I am even a steward of the manifold, I love that word, manifold grace of God. It's varied, it's so much to it. But I am a steward, and he says, I have to minister what I have been given, and I have to give it out. There's a responsibility that comes with what you are given. With me? That's what I was trying to bring out last week. That sense of, now go with me to 1 Corinthians 4, and we'll see Paul using the same words. Okay, and this is his ministry, but I am sure you will understand in 1 Corinthians 4 when he talks about his position, he has been given something by God, and he has a responsibility what to do with that. Now, where the Holy Spirit told the prophet to pick up a spin and write, he says the bride knows what he wants done with the word.
Okay.
He wants it lived. He wants it manifested. Okay, and you're a light set on a hill, and you are salt. So all of those things. So 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Okay, let a man so account us as the ministers of Christ.
Así pues, tengamos los hombres por servidores de Cristo.
And look at why is this in his heart? Because God put it there. I have a responsibility to what I've been given. Stewards of the mysteries of God. Now, is the bride in that same position? Have you been, each, all of us been given the mysteries? Then we are stewards of those mysteries.
Okay?
To live them, to display them before the world. Now, exactly, that's what Brother Branham says, that the bride is a living oracle. She's the manifestation of the Word of God. Now, does that not fit right with this? Okay. There's a responsibility. Read verse 2 out loud with me. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
Ahora bien, se requiere de los administradores que cada uno sea hallado fiel.
Okay.
Está bien.
So here is this.
So aquí está esto.
Maturity, and maturity always takes us to adoption.
Madurez, todo el tiempo la madurez nos lleva a la
And so the son that is being taught,
y el hijo el que, el cual está siendo enseñado,
okay,
está
not
bien.
Only absorbs the
no tan
word,
solo absorbe la palabra,
but handles the weight
pero
of those words.
El peso de esas palabras.
Makes sense?
¿Tiene sentido?
Okay.
Está bien.
So where does this weight come from?
¿De dónde viene este peso?
It's a revelation
es una revelación
within himself that he
mismo.
Takes the responsibility of the knowledge and knows what God wants him to do with
lo que
it,
Dios
his father.
Que haga con ello, su padre.
All right, you with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
Okay, it's Jesus
Jesús.
Do you not know I must be about my father's business?
¿No saben que tengo que estar acerca de los negocios de mi padre?
Okay, now the tutor,
ahora el tutor,
watching over the son,
vigilando al hijo,
is always assessing something in the son.
Está todo el tiempo
how is
algo
this
en el
young
hijo,
man that we've been teaching handling responsibility?
¿Cómo le ha dado a este joven,
because
enseñándole
the reason I'm tutoring
porque
him
la razón por la cual estoy dando,
is one of these days the father wants to turn his business over
el
to the
padre
son.
Quiere darle el negocio al hijo.
So when he's adopted,
entonces cuando él es adoptado,
his son, his name on the check
el hijo,
is
el
as good as the father's.
Nombre
okay.
Del padre en el cheque.
The son has matured. He's been taught.
Y la madre del hijo ha sido
what he has been taught gives him assurance.
Lo que hace él,
gives him
ha sido
peace.
Le da
here,
Pete, le da
I can
paz.
Do this.
¿Puedo yo hacer esto?
Not because I'm some great anything,
no
but because I am
cosa.
The father's son and he, I carry his
padre,
DNA,
y yo llevo su ADN,
his genes,
sus genes,
his abilities.
Sus habilidades.
Are you with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
Is this making sense?
¿Tiene esto sentido?
Good.
Bueno.
Okay. Ron's that helping? You're starting to see this come together?
¿Estás mirando esto que se está uniendo juntamente?
A little bit.
Poquito.
Okay. Maturity.
Madurez.
To handle what's been given to us.
Para manejar lo que nos ha sido dado
okay,
a nosotros.
Okay, so the adopted son.
El hijo adoptivo.
Okay, waiting for that time. Can you imagine that day
ese día? No
when the father comes to the son
el padre venga al hijo
and said, son,
y diga, hijo,
I've been watching.
Te he estado vigilando.
You're ready.
Ya está listo.
Here's my business. It's
aquí
in
está
your
negocio.
Hands. All right?
Lo pongo en tus manos,
okay.
Correcto?
Now,
ahora,
we are in that process.
Estamos en ese proceso
of growing into that maturity required
de
of a son.
Natural. Madurez requerida en el hijo.
That is prepared to be adopted.
Que está siendo preparado para
okay.
Ser adoptado.
All right, all through scriptures.
Todo a través de las escrituras.
Okay, so seeing
mirando,
we are here is much
aquí,
like those
es tanto como aquellos
who the Lord Jesus was teaching,
a cual el Señor Jesús les estaba enseñando,
training,
y entrenando.
Through his apostles.
A través de sus apóstoles.
We have to be taught in stages.
Tenemos que ser enseñados en etapas.
Okay. Look at the wisdom of God through his apostles. Okay. God using their bodies to speak,
Dios usando
to
sus
teach
cuerpos
his children.
Como sus vasos.
Here, look at.
Mire usted.
Look at the wisdom of God.
Mire usted la
look at
de
of his
Dios.
Love.
Mire de su amor.
Uh-huh. Look at First Peter.
Mire usted Primera de Pedro.
Hey, babes in Christ.
Bebés en Cristo.
We all have been. Some of us
con
still
trabajo.
Are. Some of us still are in this place. Wherefore, laying aside all malice.
Desechando pues toda malicia.
Come on.
Piense.
Become true.
Become ser verdad.
Clean your heart out.
Limpie su
don't
corazón.
Hold grudges.
No se quede con
let
amargura.
It hold of bitterness. Lay
suerte
all that stuff aside.
Amargura.
All guile.
Todo engaño,
hipocrisies.
Hipocresías,
envies.
Envidias,
evil speakings.
Y todas las distracciones.
And as newborn babes desire.
Okay. Desear como niños
the
recién
sincere
nacidos.
Milk of the word that
la
you may
leche
grow.
Sincera espiritual, no adulterada.
Isn't that true? Isn't that beautiful?
¿No es hermoso?
Do you see, understand?
Mira usted, entiende?
He does everything in stages.
Que él hace todo en etapas.
And that's why we have to be careful how we share and what we share. You throw
cuidado.
Out a seed. Okay. And you don't throw out meat. You throw out some, here's some baby food. And if they take the baby food, you don't really ridicule them. Hey, you're eating baby food. No, you say, oh, God, thank you.
Usted dice, oh, Dios, gracias por esta comida. Sí.
You know,
comida de bebé.
Oh, we had so many years
tenemos tantos años
by ourselves
por nosotros mismos.
Even before we moved here in Rapid City.
And
we were fellowshipping
aquí.
With whoever we could. We were fellowshipping.
Estamos teniendo compañerismo.
And there was a lovely couple that were Lutherans. And we try, let's talk about the Lord.
Vamos a hablar acerca del Señor.
Oh, isn't God good?
¿No es Dios
yeah,
bueno?
He's good. I'm on the
sí,
altar
bueno.
Guild.
Yo estoy ahí.
That was her response.
Esa era su respuesta.
Oh, I sing in the choir.
Oh, oh, canto en el coro.
But isn't his love tremendous to us?
Pero
just drop a seed. Okay, and if they take it, thank you, Lord.
Y si lo toma,
and sometimes
Señor.
It's all they can take is a sincere milk, but watch.
Y algunas veces todo lo que toma
they'll
es
grow
leche
in
sincera,
that.
Pero vigile, están creciendo.
They'll be more than they were.
Era, van a ser más de lo que ellos eran.
Isn't that the beautiful wisdom of God? Isn't
Dios
that his love?
Maravillosa sabiduría de Dios.
Okay, look at the next one.
Vamos a la siguiente.
Here's the people that have a little bit more, but
hay
they're
gente
still...
Que tiene un okay. Más.
Now, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual.
No podría yo hablarles
I would
como
like
espiritual.
To, but I can't.
Gustaría, pero no puedo.
Okay, but as carnal,
pero como carnales,
even as unto babes in Christ.
Como niños en Cristo.
And here's that milk.
Y aquí está esta leche.
I fed you with milk.
Os di a beber leche.
I didn't give you any meat.
Y no vianda.
Here's
no
the carne. Wisdom of God.
Aquí está
read
la
it out loud.
De Dios. Léalo conmigo.
For hitherto you were not able to bear it.
Porque aún
neither
no eras
are
capaz,
you able now.
Sos capaces todavía.
Is that wisdom?
¿Es eso sabiduría?
Come on, now let's go back to the where we were earlier.
Vamos a ver,
do you
estamos,
see
Paul
antes, carrying the weight of the responsibility in his heart,
corazón,
knowing I'm a steward of all of these things, but
cosas,
I need the wisdom of God
la
to
Dios
give out what people are able to take.
Lo que la gente puede
and
recibir.
I don't want to drown them
no
or choke them with meat when they are not meant for meat.
Con carne, ellos
so it's a little thing
carne,
at a time. But look
poquito,
at the beautiful wisdom of the Lord.
Pero mira la maravillosa
sabiduría
de Dios.
Okay.
Está bien.
You're not able to bear it. So
no son capaces de recibirla.
Still you're not able to receive meat.
No
that's
recibirla.
Okay.
Eso está bien.
Okay, for you are carnal.
Porque sois carnales.
For whereas that among that say
porque habiendo entre vosotros
envying and strife
celos,
and divisions.
Contiendas y disensiones.
Oh, come on.
Oh, piense.
What's the condition of the message even now?
¿Aún cuál es la condición del mensaje aún ahorita?
Uh-huh.
Sí.
Listen.
Escuché.
There was just another post
había
by
un...
some...
Alguien puso algo. Alguien.
You know who very well against a pastor in Arizona.
Un pastor en Arizona.
You know,
¿sabe?
Putting him in a terrible light.
Poniendo okay. A él en un lugar terrible.
Isn't there among you strife and divisions?
No hay,
are you not
como división
carnal?
Y resensión.
Are you not walking as a man?
No estás caminando.
You don't believe like I believe.
Tú
therefore,
no
you are
creo,
worse and I am
eso,
better.
Yo soy mejor.
Okay. Do you see God in each one of us has to take us each and mature us? It's an individual walk.
Es una caminata individual.
So we went from 1 Peter 2.
Pedro,
desire the milk.
Deseando la leche.
Here's Paul. I would sure like to feed you more, but you can't take it. You're
yo
carnal.
Quería darte más, pero no podía, no eres,
but maybe that correction was necessary.
Tal vez esa corrección era necesaria.
You have to recognize
tienes que reconocerlo.
When you say, I am of Paul, I am of
cuando
Apollos.
Usted dice, yo soy de Pablo,
okay.
Yo soy de Apollo.
It's like saying, I am of William
decir,
Branham, isn't it?
Soy de William Branham,
is it?
¿No es así?
Wasn't
¿no es así?
Paul the first church age messenger?
No, fue, era Pablo el primer mensajero de la primera edad.
So what's the difference?
So, ¿cuál es la diferencia?
God gives a growth.
Dios da el crecimiento.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So there's stages where
so,
God says, I want to give you more,
Dios
but this
dice,
is inside of you.
Más, pero esto está dentro de ti.
What is it? It's okay. Then
es,
it's in the responsibility
es la responsabilidad
of every person
de
that
cada
reads those words
que lee esas palabras,
to go before God and say, is this inside of me?
¿Está esto dentro de mí?
I have, and I still do.
Yo tengo, y aún lo hago.
Lord,
Señor,
I recognize.
Reconozco.
Come on, you guys, how many years?
¿Cuántos años?
I am of Jenkins.
Yo soy de Jenkins.
Okay. True?
¿Verdad?
I am of Bisco.
Yo soy de Bisco.
Oh, you're terrible. You're of Bisco.
Oh, tú eres terrible. Eres
oh,
de
you're a veil. Well, you're worse than any of them.
Entonces eres peor que cual de todos ellos.
Were we not that way?
No éramos así.
Huh? Yeah. Were we not all carnal? Were
no
we not all babes?
Canales, no
and was
bebés.
Not that holiness back from growing
no,
where God wanted us to be?
It was. Fue.
Only when we recognize these things and take them personally
cosas,
before God, cleanse me of these things that you can teach me more.
Para que tú me puedas enseñar más.
Okay.
Está bien.
Next scripture.
Siguiente escritura.
John 16.
Juan 16.
Different areas.
Diferentes.
Jesus, right before he goes,
Jesús, antes de irse,
in his love for them,
en su amor por ellos,
oh, how I would love to talk.
Como me gustaría
oh,
hablar.
I would love to teach you more.
Me gustaría enseñarte
oh,
más.
I have so many things to say.
Tengo tantas cosas que
I'm
decir.
Going to ask you right now,
te voy a pedir ahorita
is
mismo.
That the Lord speaking to me?
¿Es el Señor hablándome a mí?
Is that the Lord? This won't do you any good unless you take it personally.
Usted
all
no
the
le
words,
hace ningún
right?
beneficio, al menos que lo tome personal, ¿correcto?
Huh? Was the Lord speaking into our hearts and say, you know, brother, I have many things to say unto you, but you can't handle it. What happens? We're stunted. See, do you understand in our world, receiving what he's teaching, there has to be a constant checking. And walk honestly with the Holy Spirit. Cleanse me so I can receive more.
Para que pueda recibir más.
Right?
Correcto?
How be it when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he
¿cómo
will...
Será que el Espíritu de verdad venga?
He will.
He
will guide you into all of it.
Te voy a guiar hacia todo ello.
Okay? For he shall not speak of himself.
Porque no hablará de él mismo.
But whatsoever he shall hear, shall he speak. He will show you things to come. Isn't that what he has done in this day? You will rule, you will reign, you will be like that. Isn't that what he's done? Okay, let's go to the next one. This is very familiar.
Muy familiar.
I'd like to tell you more about Melchizedek.
Te quiero decir más acerca de Melchizedek.
Okay. We have many things to say.
Tenemos muchas cosas que decir.
Look at the next phrase.
Mira la siguiente frase.
Hard to be uttered. What's the next phrase?
La siguiente frase.
You're dull of hearing. Come on, you guys. You should be farther than you are. Okay. And with what? You need one teach you again and be the first principles of the oracles.
Usted necesita enseñanza más. Tiene que tomarla dejando los rudimentos de Cristo.
Okay, and you have need of milk and not strong meat.
Y tiene necesidad de leche y
for
no
everyone
carne.
That uses milk is unskillful in the word.
Cualquiera que tiene necesidad de leche no tiene la habilidad
and
para
he's
manejar
a babe.
La palabra
so,
de Dios.
Some how many bebés. Times did Paul dress different people and even in their stage? Hey, you're still
aún
babes.
Etapa,
here, I would still
Pablo
like to teach him more.
Esto. Quisiera enseñarte más.
So here this next verse 14, but strong meat
pues
belongs to them that are of a full age. Okay. No, it's not necessarily full age and age of years of man, but in full age where we are in the Word of God, the season of life, the seven church ages, all of that is there, full age. Okay. Can we take more than Luther's people could take? Can we take more than Wesley's people could take, Ron?
Okay.
So we are here.
Estamos aquí.
But here's...
Aquí.
Now look at
ahora, mire,
it's personal.
Es personal.
Who does he teach?
A quien él enseña.
Read the last two lines with me.
Ya, las últimas dos líneas
those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. They have to know truth.
Tienen que saber verdad
and false.
Y falso.
It's like he said in the
es
Ephesians church, Abe. You have tried those that said they were apostles and are not, and found them to be liars.
Y no lo son, porque todavía necesitan guianza.
It's in the church. Grievous wolves shall enter in, right?
Entraremos,
not be blown around by every wind of doctrine. There's
no
a stability
llevados por doctrinas.
Personally,
personalmente,
where God wants to teach
Dios
you
enseñarle, necesito usted
personally,
personalmente.
But we have to be able to
pero tenemos que ser capaces
be in that place where we can take
more. Estar en ese lugar para poder recibirlo.
Right.
¿Está bien?
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I'd be done in 30 minutes with this. I'm not sure what I've done. So it's 12 o'clock.
Son las 12.
And Derek told me I preached too long, so I'm trying, brother.
Hermano, Derek, oro demasiado. Lo siento, hermano.
So I guess we'll quit
voy a parar
for the day.
Por ahora.
Step by step, as long as you get in the little steps. Is maturity making sense?
Madurez.
The necessity for maturity from last week.
Por madurez de la semana pasada.
You understand all his children are taught. That means you, if you're a child of God,
usted es un hijo
he
de
wants
Dios.
To teach you.
Él
he
usted.
Will be taught by him.
Él, usted será okay? enseñado por él.
But
bien?
He watches to see what can you
Pero
take.
Vigila que, que usted puede recibir.
And he might say, hey,
él tal vez diga, hey,
I can't teach you. You got this junk in your heart.
No te puedo enseñar.
Right?
Tienes esta basura en tu corazón.
Yeah, correcto. You got... you have isms and schisms and
escepticismos y ismos.
And you're exalting men that don't need to be exalted.
Hombres que no necesitan ser exaltados.
Uh-huh. And you're gathering around a ministry
y te estás reuniendo alrededor del ministerio.
Instead of the word. And oh, this minister's great and this one isn't. Okay.
Son grandes.
You're babes.
Son bebés.
You're halted. You're not going to grow.
Ustedes no van a crecer.
One step at a time, right?
Un paso a la vez, correcto?
Okay, musicians, it's 12 o'clock, Derek.
Derek.
Oh, how I would have many things to say to you, dear brother, but you couldn't bear them right now.
Yo tengo tantas cosas que decirte, hermano. Tú no puedes soportarlas, no puedes recibirlas, hermano.
Your behind is too tired, right?
Estás muy cansado.
Maybe.
Tal vez.
All right. See, there's so many things I'm anxious to get into. Because I was crippled for many, many years. And I think we all are crippled in different areas and different things. But God is wanting to heal us. We can't stay crippled. We're not meant to be crippled. We're meant to be.
You know,
here, I love this. Okay, we read it last week. Maturity. From the rapture message. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I thought as a child. Right? Didn't we think as children? How many people around you think like children, Daniel? You act like a child, but you grow older. You begin making your first couple of steps. And you toddle and fall. Just fall down. And you get up and try it again. And after a while, you can walk a straight line.
Puedes caminar una línea derecha.
And that's what we have to do as soldiers
y es lo
of the
que tenemos
cross.
Que hacer como soldados de la cruz.
It's time to
es tiempo
walk
para caminar
a straight line
una línea derecha
right down that highway to glory.
Hacia okay. Ese carretera hacia la gloria.
Get rid of the hindrances that is holding us
desde
back.
De esas pequeñas
because
cosas
God
que previenen.
Is going to teach all of his children.
Dios le va a enseñar a todos sus hijos.
And I hope I'm one of them.
Y espero que yo sea uno
and
de ellos.
If I am, I will accept
si
all
yo
that
soy,
he teaches.
Yo voy a aceptar todo lo que él me enseñe.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Excuse me? Stewards. Yeah. I love those two verses.
Me gustan estos dos versículos.
Okay. Yeah, you are stewards of the manifold grace of God, isn't it? That's sort of heavy, isn't it? Huh? What you have been
pesado.
Given, give to one another. You're a steward of it. Yeah, and Paul said, I'm a steward of the mysteries.
Pablo dijo, soy un administrador de los misterios.
Well, are the mysteries given to us?
Ahora los misterios se nos han sido dados a nosotros.
Well, then we're stewards.
Somos administradores.
Now, didn't we say that last week?
No, dijimos la semana pasada.
Okay, I'm just trying to tie this in real quickly.
Nosotros estoy tratando
de you come to maturity. Okay.
¿Está bien?
We saw it with Israel.
Miramos con Israel.
We saw it in us as we
lo miramos
mature.
En nosotros, conforme estamos madurando.
Okay, high school.
Preparatoria.
All of a sudden, your parents look at you and say, hey, your life is in your hands. You handle it.
Y de repente, ustedes compadre dicen a sus hijos, aquí está en tus manos. Tú manejas la hora.
So that's what God is saying. Now you're a steward of the mysteries of God.
Administradores de los misterios.
You handle
de Dios.
It. Okay, you're stewards of the manifold grace of God.
De la múltiple gracia de Dios, son ustedes administradores.
Maturity. Okay.
Madurez. Está bien.
Yeah, and Karen has a song she's thinking of. Bless her
Karen
heart.
Tiene una canto de la cual está pensando.
Oh, there you go. Can we sing another one? Because I worship you, Almighty God. That you are my... I worship you, Almighty God. That's... I worship you, Almighty God. Oh, that one. We're on the same one. God bless you. Thank you. Would you stand with me? I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give.
Father, we just amazed and in awe of your ways, Lord, your wisdom, your grace, and your patience with us, Lord. How you shepherd us, how you lead us, how you teach us, Father. And truly, we love you, Lord. And thinking on all these things, thinking of the opening of the seals, the open book, and all that has been given to us in this day, Lord, we're so rich. And Lord, we within ourselves could begin to try to maybe look at ourselves and feel so insufficient. And we think, how is this going to be? How could I do this? How could I attain to these things? And yet it's you in your grace.
Amen.
Writing that word on our hearts.
Yep. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, it's just precious, Lord. It's all in your timing. It's all your grace. We just bow before you and say thank you, Lord. We just want to commit ourselves the remainder of this day into your hands. May we just continue to think on these things, savor these things, Lord, and fall more in love with you each and every day.
Amen.
We pray. Just ask this all now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.